So I said, thoughts on Caligari? He said he didn't eat squid.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
What's the best seat in the cinema, Steve Newell?
What's the best seat in the cinema? The best seat depends on the cinema.
Okay.
It's such a bullshit answer. The Civic, middle, front row, balcony.
Yes.
Except.
I watch Pavement from there.
Yeah, well, except are you having too much of a good time before the movie?
Mm-hmm.
In which case, huge pain in the ass to get out.
Okay.
To use the facilities.
Mm-hmm.
Unless, you know, got a bit of a, but getting on a little bit, got the achy knees, mm-hmm. aisle seat.
Yes, yeah.
But generally, central, good view, depends on.
Are you a back row sort of person?
Is that a euphemism or?
No.
Okay. Nothing.
I was definitely, in my heady movie attending days, definitely loved the back row.
Oh, the shithead row.
Mm. Is it the shithead row? Is that saying something about my character?
Look, it really depends on the cinema. Is the bullshit answer? I had a good night at the Event Newmarket VMAX last night, mm-hmm. And that's quite nice to be like bang smack in the middle, like not just in terms of left and right, but actually like the front and back of the seating as well.
Mm.
If you've got the fancy like full surround sound as well, you kind of want it. Sort of want to be pretty central there.
The VMAX, are you referring to the old school cinema down the end above the Olympic pools? You were talking about the one above 277.
The one above 277. Sorry, I'm just going to do a. Sorry.
Yes.
Sorry, listeners, for the mic noise.
Yep.
I just want to make eye contact with,
yep.
with
okay.
John.
Yes.
G'day.
Yeah, sorry. I was looking over here.
No, that's the one in 277. And I think, as a good rule of thumb, always go to the newest multiplex in the city. Because all this shit's nice and new, and it's spec'd to the gills.
Yes, you're right.
Everything's in really good nick there, and looks and sounds fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Last night was a screening of Joyride, which is a R-rated road movie ensemble comedy in cinemas this week. That's right, folks. We're not really going down the film festival lane today with esoteric heady stuff. We are going unabashedly commercial with our movie chat.
Mm-hmm.
This is a film from Seth Rogen's production company Point Grey.
Ah, good.
And so it very much kind of fits this archetypal, modern mainstream comedy. What it is sort of conjoined with is it's the directorial debut of the screenwriter of Crazy Rich Asians.
Mm-hmm.
And so director Adele Lim sort of imbues the story of a group of Chinese friends on a road trip through China with a good kind of dollop of authenticity to go with all the things you normally expect from kind of one of these R-rated road trip comedies. There's a big scene where everyone gets fucked up on drugs. That's quite fun. There's a musical number. That's quite fun. There's a good puke or two. That's quite fun. Recommend. I don't know if there's really a heck of a lot more to say about this film.
I'm wondering if I'm looking at the right Joyride here. I'm looking at one from 2022. Different Joyride?
I mean, it does feel like it's a title that's had a few outings. Recently rewatched a film called Joyride starring Paul Walker, which was sort of a noir-y thriller.
Okay,
which was from like 10 years ago.
Film. I was looking at the wrong film there. Okay, I'm with you.
But yeah, what this film has a lot of fun doing is taking some sort of archetypal / stereotype Asian characters like the career-oriented lawyer who's mm-hmm. Overachieving, the martial arts actor, the K-pop fanatic. Look, these aren't archetypes or stereotypes that are particular to any demographic, but I think particularly enriched by some lived-in experience in this film.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's just a really good, solid mainstream comedy. It's got some nudity.
Good
it's
laughs.
Got some swearing. It's got heaps of swearing. It's got a bunch of good laughs.
Yeah.
What else do we say? Yeah, there's drugs. There's like all the stuff you expect from an
R-rated comedy. I feel like everyone needs something like this in their life, you know, every once in a while. It doesn't all have to be serious stuff.
Oh, it was such a pleasure going into the theatre last night. Having a pretty good idea from the trailer what to expect. The trailer does pretty much map out the kind of big beats of the film. I'd say don't watch the trailer.
Yeah.
Just take it on confidence that if you are sort of a fan of the, you know, more deliberately shocking mainstream studio comedies, mm-hmm. that this is very much a good entry in that category. Okay. I did kind of think that maybe the drug scene might have been written by people that didn't do drugs, but, you know, neither do we, so what would we know?
Yeah, of course.
But it was a heck of a lot of fun, and, you know, didn't feel like we were in the cinema for too long, which seems to be a kind of growing curse at the moment. They're just not getting any shorter, are they?
Yes. Do you think this has anything to do with streaming, you know, because people are getting used to being able to, you know, shoot these extraordinarily long TV pieces where they're like, oh, we just need to fit a bit more in because, man, you know, people are used to watching stuff for hours on end on their couch, so they can suffer for a few hours in the cinema.
I really don't know, and I started to feel like a little bit of a hypocrite about it today because I was contemplating the premiere of the new Mission Impossible film, which is this weekend, and it's 2 hours 43. That's mm-hmm. way too long of a movie.
Mm-hmm.
But by the same token, I'm like, oh, that's quite a lot of Mission Impossible. And I quite like Mission Impossible.
Top Gun was pretty good.
So maybe, like when I'm getting grumpy about the films that I don't like that are too long, it's just because I don't like them.
Yes.
We'll find out. But I do think in an era where studios are putting lots of eggs in big baskets of mega budget films that... Maybe
costs like $20 million. Yeah. We've got to keep that in. We can't cut that.
Or the flip side, maybe a film wouldn't be quite so expensive if it wasn't so long.
Yes.
But maybe sanity will prevail. Certainly with Joyride, it's nice that if you go into a session after work at 6:30 of this film, that you will possibly be home by 8:30.
Yeah.
Which is depends where you live, but 94 minutes long.
Mm. Any whispers on the new Mission Impossible, if it's got the goods?
Don't know. I've been keeping pretty head in the sand on this one because mm-hmm. I'm just pretty keen to be as surprised as possible. But I couldn't stay away from those sort of promotional clips that have been circulating. Obviously, if you've seen the poster, you know there's a thing where Tom Cruise falls. That's the poster. The big stunt in this film that they've been pushing from day one, that they actually shot on day one of production, is old mate Tom Cruise jumping a motorcycle off a huge gigantic cliff
mm-hmm.
and base jumping.
Yes.
They released another behind the scenes clip a couple of weeks ago with him behind the wheel of a big stunt driving scene in Rome, mm-hmm. which looks pretty mint with a the door seems to have come off the car, so you can see that it's Tom Cruise driving the whole time.
Mm.
Pretty cool, to be honest.
Yes.
Oh, let's not make fun of him too much. It mm-hmm. makes those movies even better that he's in them.
Mm.
But it's another reteaming with Christopher McQuarrie. They've done the last couple of Mission Impossible films together. I've got every confidence this will be great. But
last one was decent, I thought.
I think at 2 hours 43, I'll definitely need to make some strategic decisions about use of the facilities consumption of Coke Zero, possibly there. They're also so Joyride, that's there for all of your very commercial, mainstream, R-rated ensemble comedy enjoyment. That's in cinemas from tomorrow. And if you're feeling like you're in need of some mainstream commercial entertainment at home, coming on Netflix from tonight, it's a documentary I highly recommend. This is also coming in this is such a beautiful runtime, 90 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Wham! A new documentary about Wham! The pop duo.
Yes.
This was really, really good. I really enjoyed this. I don't know if there's a lot in it that hasn't really been discussed before, but it's really framed around the friendship between George Michael and Andrew Ridgeley. There's a really nice device in it that a lot of the film's also kind of structured around scrapbooks that Andrew Ridgeley's mother kept, which is the most ridiculously adorable thing. So sort of charting their rise to fame and all their pop accomplishments over what was actually a pretty remarkably short amount of time as a duo. Obviously, sadly, there's no George Michael around anymore, so his contribution is through voiceover from some archival interviews, and I believe they have new interviews from Andrew Ridgeley in there as well. Not really, there's no talking heads, it's just those two talking, telling their stories,
mm-hmm.
and heaps of great archive footage It's really fun. It's really fun, and it's a nice exploration of the construction of a pop sensation that everyone told them wouldn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Very much an artist-driven journey, and one that would end up propelling George Michael to the highest tiers of stardom.
Yes.
Yeah, really fun watch.
Excellent.
And it's just, it's good to have that. The focus is on meeting his kids. Mm-hmm. Andrew Ridgely, maybe this is a little bit pro Andrew Ridgely because George Michael's not here to critique him, but he really comes out as a total good dude.
Yes.
In this movie.
Yeah.
George Michael's I won't even try and pronounce his birth name. New kid at school, sort of shy Greek kid. Can someone put their hand up to look after him, show him around? Mm-hmm. Andrew Ridgely puts his hand up.
Mm-hmm.
Best friends
from
then on. And then they kind of make up this whole thing as teenagers,
mm-hmm.
Messing around, and through kind of sheer force of will and Michael's extraordinary talent,
mm-hmm.
kind of become this huge behemoth of pop. Yeah, really interesting watch. Really fun. And
from tonight, you say?
Yeah, it's on Netflix from tonight.
Okay, might be a good one to
watch.
So
a couple of really breezy recommends this week.
All right.
I guess should we do something incredibly grim next week?
Or just back to the film festival?
Well,
when does that kick off?
Film festival now is only just a few weeks away.
Okay.
Off the top of my head, I want to say it's the 17th of July.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I should probably get that tattooed on my hand to get that right. Opening night, film festival. When is it? Steve, come through. Look, it's 2 weeks away.
Okay. All right. Hey, Steve, thank you very much. We'll look forward to next week.
Awesome.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.